Dobré odpoledne, dámy a pánové. Vítám vás v Černínském paláci na tiskové konferenci prvního místopředsedy vlády a ministra zahraničních věcí Karla Schwarzenberga s jeho kosovským kolegou Enverem Hoxhajem. Prosím o úvodní slovo pana ministra.
Dámy a pánové, radostí vás vidím částečně zase, neboť vzácná událost, mám dvě tiskovky, dvěma ministry zahraničí za sebou, oba poněkud odlišné velikosti a bohatství, popravdě řečeno, je tady jistý rozdíl mezi Spojenými státy a Kosovem, ale oba země jsou zpřátelené, jak jste slyšeli od paní ministry Kitchen, a my jsme taky vybudovali během posledních let velmi dobrý vztah Kosovem. Přiznávám, že Kosovo mě obzvláště vždy zajímalo, jak jsem se tam zabýval problémy, které tam byly v 80. let, než tušit, já tedy tehda nebudu se tím zabývat jednou jako ministr. Musíme uznat velký pokrok, který byl v poslední době dosažen, jak ve vývoji v Kosovu samotném, tak ve vztahu se Srbskem, kde, jak jste asi taky z médií dozvěděli, probíhají Bruselu pod záštitou Lady Ashton jednání mezi oběma stranami, kteří přece jenom dosáhli závažného pokroku. Myslím, že o tomto krásném vývoji dneska bavili, ale samozřejmě o bilaterálních vztazích věnovali se dost času hospodářským otázkám, ale samozřejmě Kosovo jako toho času prostě izolovaná země uprostřed Balkánu s mizerným dopravním spojením a tak dále potřebuje pomoc, potřebuje větší investice. Ano, ok. Pardon, tady. Já se vám doufám, prosím.
Be welcoming you here for the second time today, because today I had the opportunity to have two press conferences with two ministers of foreign affairs in only one day. Both press conferences and both meetings with ministers of foreign affairs of very different states. Of course, there are many differences between the United States of America and Kosovo. However, both of these countries are our big allies, and we have very good relations with both these countries. I have been interested in Kosovo and in the development in the region since the 1980s, and back then I had no idea that one day I was going to be seeing this region from the perspective of the Minister of Foreign Affairs. Today, I'm also very pleased to see the great progress that Kosovo has achieved and also the progress in the relations with Serbia. As I'm sure you know, currently there are discussions or talks between Kosovo and Serbia facilitated by Baroness Ashton. And today we've talked about the development in Kosovo and also about our bilateral relations and, of course, economic issues, because Kosovo currently is largely ignored in the region and needs lots of investment in its infrastructure and so on.
Tady byla právě poprvé návštěvy skupiny kosovských podnikatelů. Doufám, že ta přinese mezi další výsledky a identifikovali jsme dneska oblasti, že se vyměníme papíry a budeme pracovat na to, kde můžeme obzvláště být užiteční, kde kosovské administrativě můžeme pomoci z našich zkušeností, jak to se týká vztahu s Bruselem před našem vstoupení do Evropské unie, tak během toho, tak jak se dělají reformy a tak dále. Takže jsme domluvili dobrou spolupráci, ale teď už bych rád přenechal slovo kolegovi.
Recently there was a delegation of Kosovo, there was a Kosovo business delegation here, and we can already see some specific results. We've agreed on help, we agreed to help Kosovo administration share our experience with the transition as well as with EU reforms or reforms necessary for the accession to the EU. But now I've been talking for too long and I would like to pass the floor to my dear colleague.
Thank you very much. It is for me a great pleasure that I'm visiting today your great country, I mean a country which has been a model of inspiration not only for Kosovo but for many other countries in the region. And it is for me a great honor that I got invitation from Minister Schwarzenberg to visit Prague today. He was actually visiting Kosovo 30 years ago when Kosovo was facing in that time oppression. And I am today very proud that after 30 years I am, as a Minister of Foreign Affairs, visiting your country. Let me thank the Minister Schwarzenberg, your government and your country for supporting us in the last 5 years to build a modern, multi-ethnic, viable and democratic Kosovo. A lot of people from your country, politicians, diplomats, members of parliament, soldiers, journalists, intellectuals have been involved in building a modern democratic Kosovo, and we are very, very proud that today Kosovo is a stable, secure country. We were talking on many issues, but let me share with you the key messages. First, we talked about bilateral cooperation between the two countries. Our diplomatic and political relations are excellent, but we are very much interested to go beyond those diplomatic and political relations. We were talking how to have more close cooperation from economy and trade to education, environment, agriculture, and other sectors. Your country is supporting us massively in those fields, but the main idea is really to have some agreements who should be signed in the future, and those agreements should serve as a very important legal base for a close cooperation between the two countries and between the two societies. Secondly, I inform Minister Schwarzenberg about the progress which Kosovo is making in its path to Europe. This October, the European Commission published a feasibility study on Kosovo. This study recognized the progress which we made as an independent country in terms of reaching European standards, but at the same time the study recommends that Kosovo should start the official process of negotiation in order to sign a stabilization association agreement, which is actually a first important step for us in the direction of European membership. I informed him also about the progress which we are making in terms of visa liberalization, and we are hoping that the European Commission is going to recognize this progress at the end of this year. Thirdly, I informed him in detail about the process of the dialogue between Republic of Kosovo and Republic of Serbia as two independent countries. The aim of this dialogue is to build a normal relation between the two countries. And in this dialogue, until now, within the framework of this dialogue, both of the prime ministers of the both countries met two times in Brussels. I think tomorrow is going to happen a third meeting. And they are discussing issues which are very important to improve the life of the citizens in the both countries. We are very much interested not only to have a normal relation with Serbia at the political level. As an independent country, we are very much interested to start a process of bilateral reconciliation between the two countries and to close a dark chapter of the history and how both countries should work closely in terms of European agenda, in terms of European membership. Again, it is for me really a great day as I'm visiting you, Minister Schwarzenberg, for the first time in your country, in your capital in Prague. We met many times in the last 2 years, and he's a big supporter of Kosovo, a big supporter of all countries in the region regarding European agenda. And this day is going to be for me, not only as a Minister of Foreign Affairs, but also as a citizen of Kosovo, a very special day in my life.
Prosím, vaše dotazy. První otázka, Česká tisková kancelář.
Dobrý den, ČVK Petrová. Já bych se ráda zeptala našeho pana ministra, jestli nemá nějaké si... Můžu. že bych se ráda zeptala vás, pane ministře, jestli máte nějaké signály o tom, že by pan prezident mohl změnit své stanovisko vůči Kosovu. Myslím tím na mysli našeho pana prezidenta Klause odcházejícího. Díky.
Pan prezident je známý svými konzistentními postoji i v této záležitosti, pokud vím, asi při svém postoji zůstává.
The question was, I have a question for the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the Czech Republic. Do you think that, or do you have any signals that the President of the Czech Republic could change his attitude towards Kosovo? And the answer, well, our President is well known for the consistency of his opinions and attitude, so I do not expect any such change.
Prosím, další dotaz.
Fizing Dulvudi from Radio Television of Kosovo, public television, and a question for you, Mr. Schwarzenberg. Yep. All Balkans countries, we know, move friendly in the free in the UA state. Kosovo is not involved. What is your stance in this issue?
What is my
stance for this issue? Stance.
What issue?
For free movement of Kosovans in the EU states.
Můžete prosím, já jsem hluchý, prosím, přijďte sem. Výzva liberalizace bude pokračovat asi trošku pomaleji, než by si naše sousední státy si to přáli. Jak známo, v oblasti jsou taky jiné potíže. I členové Evropské unie, jako Rumunsko a Bulharsko, mají potíže se vstupem do šengenského prostoru. Doufám poté, že když všude budou zavedeny tedy biometrické pasy a tak dále, že i řekněme politické překážky mezi evropskými zeměmi budou odstraněny a dojdeme k jednotnému postoji, aby víza byly zrušeny.
Well, of course we hope that visa liberalization process will continue in the future as well. However, we have to expect that the process will continue more slowly than most countries would probably hope. The EU is now facing many difficulties, and for instance, there are countries within the EU that also have troubles getting into the Schengen area. But we hope that once the biometric passwords are established, then also the political obstacles will be removed, and all citizens will be able to travel freely without visa.
Jednotnému postoji je vždycky delší proces přemlouvání. A těch se to týká jakékoliv otázky.
You cannot forget that to get 27 countries on board on any issue is always a lengthy process.
Prosím, poslední otázka.
Robert Nargentura, Reuters, I have a question for the Kosovan foreign minister, please. After former Prime Minister Hradinac was acquitted by the by tribunal last week, but there is a plan to reshuffle the cabinet and include Mr. Hradinac in the representation of Kosovo now. And second question is, if I may, that there are any plans to establish some kind of autonomy in the north of Kosovo for the Serbian Enclave. Thank you.
Thank you very much for the both question. Of course, I'm not going to reflect as a Minister of Foreign Affairs about the very internal issues of party politics during a visit in Prague. Regarding your second question, let me reiterate that it is our commitment as a government to reintegrate the three municipalities in the north of Kosovo with the rest of Kosovo. In the last 5 years, we were very much committed in terms of integration of all communities, minorities, in our institutions. In that sense, I mean, and as a result of this process, we have today in our government a deputy prime minister, three ministers from the Serb community, another from the Turkish community or from Bosnia community. In 120-seat parliament, there are 13 members from the Serb community who are taking part. We were able in the last 5 years to establish six municipalities where the Kosovo Serbs are enjoying very wide rights in terms of self-governance. So they are in charge for different areas of life. And we did this as we were very much committed as a government to implement the Martti Ahtisaari plan as it was written in the paper. And by implementing the Martti Ahtisaari plan, we were able to transform Kosovo into a multi-ethnic, democratic, viable country. And our goal is to implement the same plan in the three municipalities in the north of Kosovo. Other solutions are solutions which we cannot accept, because those solutions would not only divide Kosovo within its territory, but they would divide also the Serb community within an independent Kosovo.
Děkuji všem za účast, přeji příjemné odpoledne a panu ministru dobrou chuť.
Thank you very much for attending the press conference and bon appetit during the lunch.
Thank you.